This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Logan Bennett back in from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, and good morning.
So you've got something coming up. Well, I guess, first of all, because you've only been here, this is time number two, at the front end, kind of explain what your role is with Extension.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm the Small Farms Coordinator, and that position really is kind of a broad and diverse description, but mainly what I'm trying to do is help farmers figure out any kind of needs or challenges that they're facing and address those with programming, educational opportunities, and resources.
So you are having a listening session. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so a listening session is kind of a cool thing. It's basically providing a space that's structured, and it's designed for a community to come together and tell me about those needs, opportunities, and challenges that our farmers and growers are facing. It's really designed for either farmers, market gardeners, or aspirations of folks who want to do either of those kind of things. And what I want to do is bring folks in and have them tell me about what they're looking for and what I can provide for them.
So, and being new, it's kind of a chance for you to begin relationships with a lot of these people.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to meet the folks who are in the community that are doing this kind of thing or looking to start doing this kind of thing.
So what kind of topics can small farms cover?
Yeah, we actually have a very wide and diverse group within the Small Farms program, and we offer classes on beginning stages of farming, even to the point of just starting to plant it, all the way out to specific crop management for specific regions. We've also moved into specialty farming, such as dry farming, niche crops, things like that. We also do soil tilth, manure management, and a lot of other things. Right now, I'm kind of hearing a little bit of this and that about doing financial management. We have a couple programs already in place, like Know Your Cost to Grow. But if we want to look into more specific or specialty financial management or kind of economic programming around small farms, that'd be great to do. And then this listening session will really help me learn in terms of what the county is looking to do. So the more I can learn from the folks here, the more I can provide resources for.
And I imagine, especially this year with all the economic cycles and impacts that we're dealing with, for farmers, costs of things is probably a big deal.
Absolutely. The price of inputs have gone up, the price of gas has gone up, and all of that is a factor in trying to figure out how to make your farm profitable.
So here's a question. You said soil tilth. What does that mean?
That's a great question. Soil tilth is a fancy way to say soil health. So we're looking at the soil as a living, breathing organism and how to improve that for better crops and ultimately for better return on revenue.
And especially for people that are just growing for themselves, or maybe, you know, for a farmer's market or something, but on a smaller scale, people don't always realize the importance of knowing what soil they have to grow in and maybe what they can do to better it.
Yeah, absolutely. Soil can be broken down into productivity classes, and knowing your soil profile and that class can really help you determine what you can grow.
I know that at some point along the way, when I was trying to do a little bit of gardening, somebody asked about the soil, and I said, it's brown. I don't know. A lot of people just don't know that.
That's totally fair, and that's really a good point, is that maybe not everyone knows their soil profile, and that's something I can help with. And we're really blessed here in Oregon in terms of our soil profiles. We have a lot of Missoula flood deposits, and down here in the Umpqua Valley, we've got really fertile soils.
Now, this listening session, is that a free event?
Yeah, that's completely free. Anyone who runs a farm, a market garden, or is interested in starting one is welcome to attend.
And what about other things you have coming up?
Yeah, we have a really great event coming up next week on Friday. It is an agricultural wildfire preparedness event. And anyone who wants to attend that to learn about how to help their livestock or prepare their farm in case of another wildfire is totally welcome to do that. You can register on our website, and it's totally free.
And anything else on the horizon?
Yeah, we've got another program coming up in August. I've had a few folks reach out to me about olive farming, which is kind of a new thing in Oregon, and it's an interesting thing. But we have a successful olive farm here in Glide. It's called the River Ranch. So we're going to schedule a tour, go talk to the growers, get an idea of how they're successful and what they've done to run that farm.
So again, the listening session, when and where?
That's going to be at the Douglas County office, so that's 1134 Southeast Douglas Avenue. That's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday. That's June 9th.
All right, just a couple days away. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.